Voting is underway in Japan, where millions of citizens are casting their ballots in the lower house elections. The rare winter election was triggered by the country's first female prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, as she seeks to strengthen her mandate. She made the high-stakes call for early elections just 3 months into office. Surveys now project a landslide win for her Liberal Democratic Party. And there are concerns, though, that voter turnout could be affected by bad weather. The Japan Meteorological Agency expects snowfall to peak today. 6 polling stations in mountain areas will be shut 2 hours early at 4 p.m. local time amid possible safety hazards from the weather. For the latest, we are joined by Mayu Yoshida in Tokyo. Mayu, polls have been open for quite some time. What can you tell us about the turnout of voters and what are some of their key concerns?
Sure. Well, it's a snowy election day here in Tokyo. And as you can see behind me, snow is piling up and it's extremely rare that we see such snow here in Tokyo. So far, voter turnout on the day is not as high as previous elections, and that's probably because of the weather. We are seeing major train delays across Tokyo, and the metropolitan government is urging its people to be cautious under the impact of heavy snow. But because a lot of people were expecting severe weather over the weekend, it's safe to say that many decided to vote early. We saw over 20 million people head to the polls ahead on Sunday, and that's about 20% higher in early voting compared to the previous election. But beyond the weather, a key issue here remains the economy. We can have made import goods higher. We've seen wages stagnant for decades, and inflation have been going up for the past few years. So people are feeling that their living conditions have worsened. And that's exactly why Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, on the eve of the election day, which is yesterday, in her final campaign speech, she vowed to boost economic growth. And she also said that the Japanese economy needs a bigger pie in the global economy. Meanwhile, Yoshihiko Noda, who is the leader of the main opposition party, he vowed for a better social security and zero consumption tax. Now, right now, Japan's consumption tax is about 8 to 10%. But in this election, most parties have promised for some sort of a consumption tax cut. However, there's been less discussions on how these cuts would be funded. And this really triggered worries in financial markets on Japan's already heavy debt burden, triggering sharp sell-off in Japanese government bonds and the yen. So we'll see whether Takaichi's personal popularity can overcome these economic anxieties.
Absolutely. And Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is really seeking a strong grip on power this election. What's on her agenda, Mayu?
Right. Well, aside from rising living costs, the key issue here is defense and security. Sanae Takaichi was long known as a ultra-conservative, and she was very famous for taking a harsher stance on defense and foreign policies. And there was this term that's been going around on social media in the run-up to the election, which is hashtag Let's stop Japan from going to the war, because one of the key pledges by the Liberal Democratic Party is to revise Japan's pacifist constitution for the first time ever. Now, Sanae Takaichi wants to change this law that limits Japan's possessions of weapons at a time when regional tensions are rising. A neighbor, China, is rapidly increasing on defense. And also, North Korea is continuing with missile launches. So Takaichi wants a stronger mandate so she can push ahead with such agendas, such as taking a tough stance on immigration, defense, and China. So whether Japan sees a stronger mandate or a more divided parliament, we'll find out soon, later in the day.